You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this will be a continuation of my previous rant, where I talked about things are going to get very interesting. So let's go ahead and jump into the first topic that I want to talk about. That's right. New York and Mamdani being elected mayor. Boy, that is about to be a huge, and I mean huge, shit show. Oh, I got my popcorn and I'm ready. Now, I find it very rich that so many people are now saying that they want to leave New York because they elected an outright communist. Talk about a slap in the face. A serious slap in the face. How is it, and this is not a rhetorical question, how is it that America is the only country on this planet to where someone could not be born here, come here, and hold political power, hold a political office? No other country on this planet, not even a third world country, would allow a non-citizen to become part of their governing body. Once again, the deep agendas, the one world government. Oh, I'm saying too much, but am I wrong? Am I wrong? I don't think so. But yeah, the only other country that also allows people to just come across their borders. Try that shit with Russia. Try that shit with even Mexico, as I mentioned in my previous video. Mexico is kicking Americans out, but yet they want America to accept Mexicans. That's neither here nor there, but that's going to be a topic for later. But yeah, New York has elected an openly socialist / communist to be the mayor. Why? Because he did exactly what Democrats do. And if you really, really look into the deep, deep parts of socialism and communism, they don't like Democrats either. But they see Democrats as a useful idiot. They're useful tools. Yeah. But yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Free stuff. Free. And unfortunately, we have an economy that is so out of whack, that has been so fundamentally broken to where, guess what? The devil was able to show up with gifts, and the devil is always going to be in the details. Period. And guess who was the biggest voting block for Mamdani? 18 to 29-year-old women. That's right. Once again, this does leave credence to repealing the 19th. Just saying. something that Terrence Pop has always said that has always stuck with me. You can vote your way into socialism, but you're going to have to shoot your way out of it. Yeah. New York has fallen. It's about to be one extremely bad ride for a lot of people. And those same women who overwhelmingly voted for Mom Donnie, guess who's going to be the big victims? They are. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? With everything that he's talked about insofar as crime and safety, oh my God, if you are a criminal, New York is going to be your playground. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If you're a man in New York, hey, you might want to go ahead and get ready to, you know, evacuate. Get up out of there. Let them have it. They want it. They got it. But guess what? When the consequences really come, oh, that's when you're going to see crying all over the place. Oh, we can't believe this. Why aren't the police here? Hey, Mom Donnie's not all that on board with the cops. Oh my God, why are these criminals being released from jail? Hey, Mom Donnie's not all that on board with jails. Oh, why is rent and everything getting so more expensive? Hey, the top 1% that he said he was going to tax into oblivion, they bagged ass. They got the fuck out of Dodge. And guess what? When the top leaves, guess who's going to end up footing the bill? That's right. Everybody below. Yeah. See, once again, emotional thinking has put the common person in a serious ass sling. This is about to be absolutely horrible for New York. But guess what? Guess what, people? Guess what, gentlemen? Do not feel sorry for them. They got what they voted for. So all you got to do is sit back and enjoy the show. Now let's go into the second thing that I want to talk about. The second thing that I mentioned. Prop 50. I told you guys, I hoped that it would pass. Why? Because the Trump derangement out here in California is so off the charts that these people literally cut their nose just to spite their face. And if you believe that this was a quote unquote fair election, I got oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you. This election was rigged from the top all the way to the bottom. Yeah. But there's something more sinister that was actually exposed. The overall thought process was that they were going to hand the biggest voting power to Hispanics. And of course, they want to use the ICE raids to say, hey, Hispanics, we're going to give you the ultimate voting power. But there's something that the Democrats didn't quite count on. Hispanics are largely going to put their own into positions of power. Yeah, they're going to end up voting the white voters out. Mm-hmm. Something that the Democrats didn't think further down the line for. But hey, once again, these Trump deranged idiots out here, the overwhelming majority of them, when they were polled, they said they only voted yes just because they hate Trump. or don't like Trump. Make sure to clean that up, because they didn't like Trump. That's the only reason why they voted. So yeah, more emotional voting, which is going to lead to devastating consequences down the line. But once again, people have been trained to not think that far ahead in life. These people did not think years in advance. They only wanted something to satisfy them right now, to make them feel like, oh my God, we finally got one over on Trump. Yeah. But like I said, the consequences, when they finally do come, oh, it's going to be glorious watching these people squirm, watching them say, I didn't vote for this. Yes, you did, but you did not read the fine print. Once again, the devil is in the details. Yep. Now, I'm going to take this time to officially return to the couch gang. Yeah, I'm going back to the couch gang. I'm still going to be conservative in thought process and action, but insofar as calling myself an actual Republican, that's just not going to work for me, because Republicans are too damn spineless. If there's one thing about the Republicans, they love to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, because they want to obtain, or should I say, maintain a moral high ground. We're not going to go like the Democrats. We're not going to do things that Democrats would do, because we're better than them. We're trying to appeal to the logical, good-natured person. However, unfortunately, this system has created a lot, and I do mean a lot, of bad, ill-intended people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I will say this. Eventually, the old is going to have to go. They're going to have to go. They need to go. Hell, Trump wants to drop the nuclear option, but guess what? It's Republicans that are going against him, because they want to maintain the moral high ground once again. Yeah, right. No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. 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 However, I won't say this. Insofar as the people who are fleeing to other states like Texas, you had Governor Abbott saying he's going to slap a 100% tariff on those fleeing from New York to Texas. I do find that hilarious. However, I think there's a better solution. I think there's a better solution. And my solution would be this. If you're coming from a blue state, a blue city, to a red state, you automatically lose your ability to vote for 2 years, because Austin is a prime example of what happens when you had Californians flee California and go down to Austin. They Californiaed Austin. So there has to be hard restrictions in place, because you know what's going to happen. Those people who are going to flee New York are going to go to other places and bring their voting patterns with them. That needs to be one hell of a no. We're not going to let you come down here and blue our red state. Mm-mm. It's not going to happen. You could have voted the way you needed to vote in your state, but you chose not to. Now you want to come down here and flee? So no. If you're coming in from another state, then guess what? You lose your voting rights for 2 years. That way you can have that time to detoxify that liberal agenda out of you. And if you don't like it, guess what? You can always pack your shit and move to another state. That's my solution. Just saying. But yeah, all in all, gentlemen, as the title of this video goes, one of my favorite sayings, they got what they wanted. And you guys know the rest. However, when the consequences finally come, they won't want what they got. Hey, gentlemen, like I said, sit back, watch the chaos unfold, and keep your head on the swivel. Keep your head on the swivel and watch your six, because things are really about to get interesting. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think about Mamdani being elected mayor and Prop 50 and the Trump derangement and everything. Just let me know in the comment section. But yeah, for all of these Democrats who think that socialism is going to be their way out, their way to gain power, they better understand this. They better understand this crystally damn clear. When the socialists actually do take over, guess what? It's going to be the Democrats who are going to be the ones put up against the wall first, because their usefulness will end. Feminism, yeah, that's going to be something that's probably going to end up going out right along with it. But hey, people voted how they wanted to vote. They got what they wanted, but in the end, they will not want what they got. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.